Welcome to Bootstrap MD, the Physician Entrepreneurs Podcast, your source to help you, the entrepreneurial doctor, live life on your own terms. Get new ideas and inspiration to help you find more balance in your professional life. If you're ready to get the knowledge without all the hype, you've come to the right place. It's the Bootstrap MD Podcast. And now your host, Dr. Mike Wu Ming.
Hey, happy to announce something really cool that you won't want to miss. We just launched The Lounge. This is a free weekly newsletter tailored just for you, the physician entrepreneur and investor. You're going to stay ahead with the latest news in tech trends, entrepreneurial strategies, alternative investing, and passive income tips. And there's so much more, all designed to further your career and financial goals, delivered straight to your inbox every week. We'll also be spotlighting fellow physician entrepreneurs, sharing success stories, and providing valuable lessons from peers who are navigating the same exciting path that you are. No cost, no hassle, just important insights delivered straight to you every week. To sign up, just go to bootstrapmd.com/the lounge and subscribe today. It's 100% free. Once you enter the lounge, get ready to start shaping your future now.
As a doctor, I wasn't used to asking for help, especially when it came to subjects outside of medicine. But then, I found physiciancoaches.com. In an instant, I found hundreds of experts to help me in all aspects of life. On areas I was afraid to ask. Dealing with burnout, starting a side gig, money management, even help with my marriage. And the best part? Nearly all experts are physicians themselves. After reading their profile and a quick chat, I knew I found the right mentor for me. At physiciancoaches.com, help from professional colleagues is just a click away.
Hey again, Dr. Mike Wu Ming. Welcome to another edition of Bootstrap MD, the podcast for physician and healthcare entrepreneurs. We're going to be continuing our discussion with Dr. Anne Chuang. And our topic is getting paid from going from one to one, as we do with patients, from one to many, using membership programs, using an online courses, using online education. And I know we've really hit a nerve on this. And if you want to delve deeper into building extra streams of income, leveraging your knowledge, leveraging your expertise, I highly encourage you to sign up for our Practice Profits Challenge. We're doing it at a crazy 90% discount. It's happening live August 27th, 28th, and 29th. Each time we do this, we get more and more people. So I definitely feel that it's hit a buzz. If you're tired of declining reimbursements, if you feel that you deserve more than what you're actually getting paid as a physician or healthcare professional, we want to give you an opportunity that there are other sources where you can start developing more streams of income. And that is through leveraging your own knowledge, leveraging your own expertise by creating online membership programs. So where to sign up, go to Practice Profits Challenge at practiceprofitschallenge.com, and you'll also find the link here in our show notes. It is, by doing this, it really changed the way that I think of myself as a doctor, as a healthcare educator, and I think it'll do the same for you. So with that, we'll go on with our continuation from our last week's discussion, talking about one to many.
What if you create a membership to help diabetic control their blood sugar, so that way they can bring it down to, you know, below 7 even? That is such an easy membership. Not only endocrinologists can do, even primary care doctors can do. But these are the same thing that you know, the questions that you answer to patient for, but you don't have time to teach them that. What if you create a membership for that? So that's what I'm saying, is that you can create a front end a product, and you can create a back end product after they come into your office. So as a doctor, if you have an office, think of something maybe in the front end, maybe something in the back end. But there are so much opportunity to be had with our knowledge that we have, that we spend, you know, a lot of money and a lot of sacrifice. My daughter is in med school now. She's in her third year, just took her board part one. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I just realized how much sacrifice we had to do to get to where we are now. We've forgotten. Yeah, we've forgotten the sacrifices of studying on a Friday, Saturday, while our friends are going out having fun, right? You study and you take the boards and you spend 3 months. She spent 3 months of her life studying for board part one. And we just forgotten all of that. And we just really forgotten how valuable we are as a clinician and how we're able to approach a complex situation and, you know, within a few minutes, be able to figure it out. But how about you transfer that 5% of that knowledge to educate not only your patient, but consumer, customers, and how to live their life better?
Yeah, I think I blanked in the late 90s, those whole years when I was studying eight plus hours a day. So let's talk about, you know, this, you know, one-to-one to many. You mentioned telemedicine. How difficult is that to set up? Is it costly? These are some of the questions that we usually get, maybe that I'm sure you can answer about.
Well, so it's not telemedicine. It's really more coaching. It's really more health coaching. So it's not telemedicine. So
video and, you know, and
the, right, those right. All you really need. Stuff. Yeah. All you really need is a Zoom account, right? A Zoom account where people can join in to Zoom is what, I don't know, like $20 a month. All you need is a Zoom account. But one thing that you need is to have a way that people know what you do. People have to find out about you. So you have to be online. You have to be online in either YouTube or Instagram or on Facebook. I love YouTube. We know that YouTube now is the number one platform. So you create videos on YouTube, but the video has to be targeted. It has to be niched down. It has to be strategically keyword research on the topic that resonate with your ideal customer or avatar. And then you will put out the video. And then in the video, you would have what's called a landing page or a funnel where people, if you can say, you know, let's say I'm teaching a diabetic on how to control their blood sugar. You would say, well, you know, you would teach them about, okay, between complex carbs and simple carbs. And then you can, and then the doctor can say, well, if you'd like to find out more information on how to control your blood sugar better within 7 days, well, click on the link below and you can say 7 day low, you know, 7 day sugar, 7 day low blood sugar URL, and it goes to your landing page. And that's when, you know, you give them something for free. You give them a guide on how to manage their blood sugar. And then in return, they give you a phone number and email. And then that's when they're in your world. So essentially you're in YouTube. Imagine like you're on YouTube and you're in a room of 1,000 people and everybody's talking. What you want to do is to kind of raise your hand and say, hey, if you're a diabetic, I'm over here. I'm going to teach you how to manage your blood sugar. And then people that are diabetic will gravitate towards you. You teach your content on YouTube and you say, if you want to find out more, go to this room. So they'll go to them, they exchange, they will give you their email and their phone number. And when you have the email and phone number, they are in your, what I call customer relationship management software, where you can now teach more in whatever you want to teach them, because they're now on your email list. That's what I'm trying to say. They're on your email list that you can send them emails about different things. When that happens, you can send them emails on a glucometer that you recommend. You can send an email on maybe a diet that you recommend, or even your own smoothie that you recommend, right? And then from there, you can also talk to them about your membership as well. So the key and the thing that I see that doctors have challenges with, well, how do I go online to attract that ideal customer? I have the knowledge. You all are. You, doc, you all have the knowledge that people crave to learn. You just got to know how to get online to attract that ideal customer. And that's what we're going to teach in our 3-day challenge that is coming up on August 27, 28, and 29 at 8:30 Eastern Standard Time. And actually, you can check that out on practiceprofitchallenge.com. And so we're going to talk about that and how to get online, because you got to get online to attract that customer to join into your program. That's how you're able to work from one to many. There's not a lot of doctors that are doing this, and it is a gold mine that is sitting there in front of us. But a lot of time, you know, we put up this cloud, this curtain that we can't see through that. A lot of doctors overthink it. You know, doctors, definitely, you know, we're perfectionists. They go, oh, I need this, I need that, I can't do that, I don't know, I need this person to help, I need the social media manager. You don't need any of that. All you really need is guidance, which we offer in our Inner Circle program, and a strategy plan and a Zoom account.
This podcast is sponsored by Doc-to-Doc Lending. Are you a physician looking to consolidate your loans or maybe start a new project like opening up your own clinic? Doc-to-Doc Lending understands the unique financial challenges you face and is here to support you every step of the way. You can benefit from low interest rates, a lightning fast approval process, and personalized loan options tailored exclusively for physicians. This company was founded by doctors for doctors. Don't let financial limitations hold you back any longer. Visit bootstrapmd.com/doc-to-doc to unlock your path into financial freedom today. That's bootstrapmd.com/doc-2-doc, and you can get started right away. Doc-to-Doc Lending helps empower physicians one loan at a time.
That is really, you know, that's really all that you need, because we have the knowledge. Because to be an influencer online, you need three things. You need knowledge and credibility. And as a doctor, we already have the expertise and the knowledge. We have the credibility with, you know, our education and our years of training. And the third part that you don't have is the reach, which means the audience or the subscribers, right? And that's why you need to go online on YouTube or Facebook or Instagram to do that. And my preferential is YouTube. Now, it took me 3 years to build up 100,000 subscribers.
Yeah, you just had that milestone just now. Congratulations.
Yeah, well, thank you. Well, this right here, this is the Two Comma Club, where we have one funnel or landing page that we're able to get leads into, and we're able to make more than $1 million in 1 year with that funnel. And with YouTube, when I cross 100,000, I get like a silver, you know, play button for that. But that's one of our main goals. But I'm not concentrating on subscribers. I'm not egotistic in that. What I'm concentrating on, how do I make money online in being on YouTube? Sometimes the number of subscribers does not correlate with the number of money you make. You can make money with about, you know, 100 subscribers. And we have the strategy and teach you how to do that. What I call make money now, make money later. And there's a strategy that you can do where you can literally go on YouTube, put up video, and start making money now. Yes, it's low amount, but you know, over time, you're going to get better and better. So which one of the strategies that I teach in our Inner Circle program is money now and then money later. Money later is what I'm doing now, but I'm also making money now. And how do I do that? I'm running a challenge on YouTube to everybody on YouTube, and they have to sign up for the challenge as well, kind of like the same way that we're doing the challenge now for the doctor, though, you know, it's a different event. But essentially, let people know you're there, get them to know what you're like, your personality. That's why YouTube is incredible, because they get to see you, they get to see how you're like, what your personality is like. And, you know, one of my coach said, you know, you don't have to be perfect to start, right? Yeah, all you need to do is to be, to start to be great. I think I messed it up. So you don't have to be great to start, right? But you need to start to be great. And I believe every doctor have a $10 million business in their head. They just need to get out there so that way they can dispense their knowledge that they have. And the people are dying for information, because right now, you know, if you're taking insurance, you're not getting that information from your doctor, because they're seeing you, you know, every 5 to 10 minutes, right? They're not going to spend time in educating or preventative care at this point. And doc, if you're listening to this, if you're taking insurance, how many patients can you see where you cap out and just get burnt out, right? How AI, because you're not getting paid for the authorization, you're not getting paid for the paperwork or the charting. And think about the insurance denial on top of that as well. And if you're in DPC, you know, you're doing membership and so forth, but there's a way to do that will have retention as well too. So one of the things that we don't learn in med school is how to market ourselves, right? We don't learn that at all. You know, I didn't know anything about marketing until 2020, you know, 23 years of out from, you know, fellowship since 97. I didn't know anything about it. But once I dive into it, I'm like, oh my God, every doctor should know about marketing. Because if I had known this, you know, like even 10 years before, where would I be? You know, so that's why you and I are doing the 3-day challenge to teach doctors on how to acquire customers into their practice, as well as think big. Think about working one to many. What if we can offer you that opportunity to reach outside your office, right? And to be able to reach you 1 to 1,000, 1 to 10,000. Well, one of our mission with our membership program, we want to have 100,000 members in our membership program. And right now we're around 500 plus or minus right now. And we haven't even gone full throttle on it yet. But we want to be able to have an impact, because right now in the U.S., there are 60 million men living with sexual dysfunction. But I want to just have 100,000. So that's a small percentage as well, too. So I just want doctors to listen to this, to think about what if you can reach one to many. You can do it. It is really not that hard if we have the strategy to help you implement that.
Yeah. You know, I've been saying insurance is like a race to the bottom now, right? It's a loser's game. You know, I've said this before, I get in trouble but for saying this, but when is enough is enough? And why do we have insurance? Well, insurance for a big part is because they knew how to market, they know how to get the patients. But look, guys and gals, we have this avenue, we have this weapon called the internet, where we can broadcast for free what we do, how we can help others, how we can share our expertise, our credibility. As Ann said, we already have that. Now we just need that leather piece, is to let them know that we can do this, which is the marketing. And that's where we can help. We've got the Practice Profits Challenge coming up, practiceprofitschallenge.com, coming up August 27th, 28th, and 29th. If you're a doctor who is maybe in your practice right now, maybe you're taking insurance, but look, say, hey, maybe we can start doing cash. Maybe you've got some partners. I know you guys have been thinking about this already. Or maybe you're in a DPC, and maybe it's the revenue that you thought you were going to have is not going. There is another way, and there's another strategy, and it's going from this one to many. If you want to learn more about it, I highly encourage you to sign up for the practiceprofitschallenge.com. And they've been telling us we should be pricing this like 5 or 10 times more than what we're charging it. And I think I'm considering it, because you know we're all here to, you know, let's face it, we run businesses, we've got expenses and everything like that. But for at least for this next one, we're gonna keep it at that same price. Once you go to the website, you'll be floored about the pricing. I think that is gonna change. But if you're a doctor who is maybe, you know, you feel like you're leaving money on the table, you feel like you're not getting your fair share, come and give us a try. I know that we've had people who've just been loving the challenge that we've been doing. And yeah, so it's signing up today. If you can, practiceprofitschallenge.com. We're going to explore more in depth about going from one-to-one, one-to-many, talking about memberships, talking about recurring revenue. That's really kind of transformed our own practices. What else will they be learning on the challenge?
Well, what we're going to teach them to really how to attract the customer online. And oftentimes doctors think that, oh, I'll just produce video, I'll just talk about this and that. And yes, you can produce video, but what type of video and how to say it. And also niche down as much as you can. Like if you're an endocrinologist, you know, you want to talk about, you know, just about how to control blood sugar as a diabetic, and if you're a PCP, maybe how to control your high blood pressure as well. It's kind of like the same 10 questions that get asked all the time in your practice. And you just kind of niche down on that because you're saying it over and over again. And so that's what we're going to, first day, we're going to talk about niching down. The second day, we're going to talk about how to do research, create the content. And the third day is membership, because there are three ways on how to have a business, right? Is to get more people in or lead, and two, charge more, or you know, raise the price. And number three is have them buy more often. That's the membership, right? And so we're going to use all those three strategies on the three-day challenge. And I just want doctors to think that, you know, you can make money outside of your office. You can make money outside from and break free from insurance. You can make money from one to many. Start thinking about that, because I want you to think big. I want you to think outside of that at this point, and don't think about, I need to do this and that and create all these barriers to reach there. Because imagine when we went to medical school, did we think about, oh my God, I got to pass part one. I got to pass part two. I got to pass part three. I got to, you know, this. No, we just went day to day, right? We passed one test, we study and take another test and take another test, right? But we never thought about passing board part one when you were a first year medical student. Well, I want you to approach this model that we're talking about as, you know, that it can be done. All you need to do is execute and implement and get the people that have done it, that has been proven, like Mike and I, that we've done it with our practices, with our business, and to show you the pathway and how to get there to avoid the pitfall, and to show you the straight path so that way you can fast track to get results. Because unlike anybody else, we are doctors and we know what your specialty is. We know what the consumer wants. So we are going to put our head together and giving you the success path to shortcut everything to get success quicker. Because a lot of time people, you know, we're truncating down the time that you will get results. Versus if you're going to work, and I'm just going to say, you're going to work with another generic marketing company that's just going to say, oh, okay, doc, let's do this. But they don't understand what your practice is like. They don't understand what the patient needs, right? And do they understand the keywords? Do they understand what your needs are? And I have worked with at least five other marketing companies. And I have paid marketing company $25,000 a month, and they weren't getting me results because they were just posting generic content online. They were just putting a picture here, a picture there about what I do. And we weren't being hyper niche or targeted. And then when I decided to, you know, to take marketing in-house to do it ourselves and to pay for coaching, Mike and I, between the two of us, probably pay, you know, probably more a million in coaching together. And because I believe in investing in knowledge, because once you have that knowledge, nobody can take that away from you. Nobody. And that will make you more valuable and make you, it's an asset for you. What if you have an asset? I'm going to throw this out. What if you have an asset as a membership? Because I know that my membership is going to be an equity later on. I can actually sell this membership to somebody, right? So let's say I have a membership of 10,000 people, 10,000 subscribers in my newsletter or my membership, and somebody that wants to sell like a medical device, like a penis pump or something. Well, they're going to have a captive audience, 10,000 people. Well, they're going to pay me a sponsorship deal and getting in front of that. It's like a commercial. They pay me a sponsorship deal, getting in front of that every month. And I have somebody that's doing that now, right now, and I'm getting $5,000 a month from that for just being in front of my captive audience. But later on, it becomes an equity, and you'll be able to probably sell that at a pretty good price. So I just want to kind of throw it out there that what you're doing is also something that you can act, it becomes an equity that you can sell as well too. So many thoughts out there, and I hope that you're listening when they're listening to this, to think big, to think outside the box, get out of the office, and that the knowledge that you have, you can monetize from that. And we will show you the success path on how to do that. So check it out at our challenge at practiceprofitchallenge.com.
Thank you. And just, you know, dropping nuggets of information, these truth bombs that I think so many are going to get, you know, are going to listen and hopefully will take action. And if you need to help take action, as I mentioned, we've got this upcoming challenge, Practice Profits Challenge, for those who want to get more out of their medical life or medical career, and hope to see you there. So thank you, Ann, for joining us on the call today.
Thanks a lot. It's great seeing you again.
And thanks for everybody. I know as an entrepreneur, business owner, you know, we go through the motions. We have our ups and downs. Remember, just do something a little each day. You know, maybe today is the time, you know, I'm saying the same thing over and over again. I should bottle that up, create a product, create a service, create a membership to help do this. Start leveraging your time and keep moving forward.
You've just listened to the Bootstrap MD podcast. For more valuable resources, as well as past recordings of our show, check out our website at bootstrapmd.com. Now, let's get to work.